AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development goals and needs. You can follow us on Twitter, Business on the ED. I'm on LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and of course, our On Edge Women in Business group on Facebook. You can connect with us there. And you can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Giving back involves a certain amount of giving. That is Colin Powell. Giving back involves a certain amount of giving, and that's a lot in just a few little words. And that, of course, again, is Colin Powell. And we're going to talk a little bit about giving back and what it's costing some of the people around the Bay Area and, you know, around the world, really, when we think about it. But we're here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, so we'll talk a little bit about those folks that are here tonight. Here's my On the Edge power question. What are you doing for your community? What do you have going on? And again, that giving back involves a certain amount of giving up. So that means that when I ask you, what are you doing for your community? I'm really asking you, what are you giving up for your community? And we'll get into that in just a few moments. So in the news, and I like to share a little bit each week about something I find that's interesting in the news. Now, I can't say that this is really important to business or not, but it certainly is funny. So I just am compelled to share it. I don't know if any of you have seen, and I'm sure you have, because it's so far it's gotten like 344,000 views and hits on YouTube. I'm laughing before I even tell you, but it's so funny. It's funny because no one got hurt. But did anyone see the video of the FedEx driver chasing his van? Barely misses a house. Dogs are going crazy. It is. That's not what happened. But I'm watching this video. I come in to the studio tonight. And, you know, Yahoo is my favorite search engine, by the way, when I'm searching stuff. Not Google. I know everyone likes Google, but I like Yahoo because, you know, you get that news right there. And so, I on the screen, you see this FedEx driver. And so I play the video. And I thought something else was going to happen in terms of what they were stating, but you watch this video, and so he's driving around a corner, and it's talking about, you know, the FedEx driver having a bad day. And I'm like, oh, so what does that mean? Is it, you know, is he going to throw someone's package over the fence or whatever? That's what I'm expecting. So the van leaves the frame, the video frame, and then and you're watching these dogs. You know how dogs chase the cars and everything. So you got these big dogs inside of a fence chasing the FedEx van down the fence. And so all of a sudden they start going crazy again. Now this is after the FedEx van has left the frame. And so now the van is just rolling back down a hill, and the FedEx driver is chasing, and the dogs are going crazy. It's hilarious. So if you want a fun little entertainment tonight, you can check that out on YouTube or check it out on Yahoo. And again, the FedEx driver did not get hurt. The house didn't get hit. And it just was ended with just a little bit of a laugh for the rest of us around the nation. Probably not the FedEx driver at the time. But, you know, hey, there's something else in the news. Small Business Trends always has some great articles, some great things that you can pick up as a small business. And so there's this new business, this new way of taking money, credit cards, e-cash, checks, foreign currencies, bitcoins. That's becoming popular. We're hearing more about bitcoins. But PayStand. So PayStand, if you go to Small Business Trends, you'll find information about PayStands. And PayStands, here's the sweet spot for PayStands, is that there aren't any transaction fees. I like that. I'm going to have to check it out. But so they have this little chart there on the article, and it shows, for example, monthly revenue. So if you're a business and your monthly revenue is $1,000, so PayPal, if you're using PayPal, a merchant center, yearly merchant cost, $348. Let's say if it's $100,000, it's $34,800. Well, for PayStand, they have this monthly cost for you. So if you're starting out, $1,000 a month, $252 for the year. You know, that beats the $348. And as a business coach, one of the things that I share with our small businesses, and I would say this to any business, but particularly our small businesses and micro businesses, and micro businesses would imply that you're able to get a $35,000 loan, but some of them don't even have that, so I'm not sure what we would name them in our country. But in any case, you know, you spend what you must spend, you need to spend, and then the rest, allow it to circulate and work for your company, work in your business, whether it's marketing, advertising, and branding. And I say those areas oftentimes because small business do not do enough of marketing, advertising, and developing their brand. They have a brand without any real awareness to that. And so by the way, that $100,000 monthly revenue, so that PayPal merchant cost $34,000, that annual cost for PayStand, $1,000, $68. So it's worth taking a look at it. So you can go to smallbiztrends.com and learn more about that. Finally, in the news, Entrepreneur Magazine, March 2014 issue, had an interesting article in it. And the name of the article was Steps to Greatness. And I like stuff like that. You know, I'm interested in, when I look at the superheroes of business, of building business, the greats, I enjoy that they have their successes, but I learn a lot, and I enjoy not that they had this difficult struggle, but that they had the struggle, that it took something for them to become a great company or a large corporation or a Fortune 500 company, or if you're a professional, it takes something to be great. So I like those stories. I like the backstories. And so this Steps to Be Greatness, here's three ways to success and to be great at work, really. And this is a study by the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro, North Carolina. Three things, and I thought, wow, this is spot on. This is great. This is for everyone, not just business owners. It's for everyone, and it happens to be, you know, something that we're all dealing with in these three areas. 10% complete formal coursework or training. You know, I talk a lot about if you've graduated, and you're in, and many of us that are out in the working field, we're looking for certifications. We're looking for the things to keep us sharp. So you want to keep that component. And then 20% developing relationships. What do we say? That's networking. You know, coming together, meeting people, developing the right relationships so it could forward your career. Not solely for that. You want real, genuine relationships, I would say, and to continue moving forward. But that's 30%. So the other 70%, I love it. Working on challenging assignments. The bottom line, it's hard work. Working on challenging assignments. So that is, you know, if you get a chance, again, pick up that article or read that article, read the whole thing, Three Ways to Success. Again, those are the things that are in the news. And so remember, my on the edge question tonight was, what are you doing for your community? Well, we're going to talk to some community leaders, but I'd like to acknowledge one particular community leader, if you will, Frank Kinsella. Frank Kinsella is the president of the Berryessa Business Association, and he's a friend. And I like this guy, and he's a real estate broker here in the Bay Area for FCC Realty. But this guy does so much for his community. I can't even figure out when he actually sells a house. I have no idea. So I was at this award ceremony at the end of March, And if it had been the Oscars, Frank Kinsella would have swept the Oscars. I mean, he got a recipient of the 2013. He won the Citizen of the Year Award by the Berryessa Citizen Advisory Council. He was recognized by San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed in 2013 for the State of the City Address. So these awards he, again, was given last month. He was a recipient of the 2013 San Jose Local Hero Award by Assemblymember Bob Wachowski, who's going to be with us this evening in just a few moments, and the District 4 Local Hero Award by the San Jose Council Member Canton Chu. So I want to say, can we give a hand clap to Frank Kinsella for what he's done in our community? Thank you. Great job, Frank. We know that you have given up a lot. And I want to say happy birthday to my friend, Josiah Ford. She turned 18 today. And you said, why do I mention her? Because I want to, first of all. But second of all, I've mentored her. She's a young girl that is just growing into a great young lady. And we need to support our young people. We need to support their moving forward. She's very interested in culinary. So I wanted to just salute her. She's graduating. And so congratulations on bacon. Is that bacon? Are you cooking bacon? That is fantastic. I have the best engineer producer in the world. So having said that, I just wanted to appreciate some of the people that are in our community. It's okay to do some nice things, and it's okay to do it on air. I'm going to bring in, we have Assemblymember Bob Wachowski. And I want to share a little bit with you with regards to the assembly member. Just sometimes there's just some people that are doing amazing things in our community, manufacturing, job creation, small businesses. This is someone who's been in the trenches, a bankruptcy attorney. We like connecting with our leaders, and when we look at our political leaders, they are giving up a lot to do what they do. And so we have a couple of minutes before we go to the break, but I would like to say hello to Bob, Assemblymember Bob Wachowski. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, Margaret. Good evening.
Good evening. We are so excited about having you on tonight. And I was looking at some of the things that you have done since you've been in office. And so, first of all, I don't know how often people say thank you to what you do, but I certainly would like to say thank you for giving up part of yourself to be to do what you do as our political leader. So thank you very much for that.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoy how I spend my day as an assembly member representing the people from San Jose and Santa Clara.
And we appreciate that. So before we go to a break, we have about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Okay, thank you. Could you say hello to our audience tonight, assembly member, and just give us a little bit of insight on your running for 2014 Senate? Can you just say hello to the audience and share what some of the expectations are for this run?
Well, I think the big expectation is, you know, California's back on its feet. We've got a balanced budget, and it's the next level. What do we do to sustain it, to make sure we continue to grow jobs, make sure we continue to make the investments into education, make sure we make the investments into our infrastructure, and that we spread that wealth, that it's not just a few people that get it, but everybody gets to participate in the recovery.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back with Assemblymember Bob Wachowski. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Checking Marin first, the update brought to you in part by Hammer Mill Paper. Print directly from your phone or tablet with the new Print Hammer Mill app. Download it today and save $12.95. Connect to virtually any printer via Wi-Fi and print directly from your phone or tablet. Print Hammer Mill, the app that lets you feel free to print. Available at the App Store or Google Play. Pretty smooth Golden Gate Bridge out of San Francisco. Watch for delays on South 101, though, from Waldo Tunnel down to Alexander. On to North 101, Mill Valley, slow Tiburon Boulevard up to Paradise, and North 101 further up, slow from 37 Novato in stretches to 116 East Lakeville Highway. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Still slow, San Francisco for your Bay Bridge, North 101 sluggish from Highway 280 on the way for the span. That's your Bay Area traffic.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Well, hello, I'm Robert Helms.
And I'm Russell Gray.
And we're
the Real Estate Guys.
Have you been hearing about all the changes in the real estate market lately?
Maybe you're even wondering, can you still make money investing in real estate?
Some people may see this cycle as a time to sit on the sidelines,
while others see it as a great opportunity.
Learn how to develop your own real estate investment strategy by listening to the Real Estate Guys. We're here live every Sunday night at 5.
And all the time at realestateguysradio.com.
Sundays at 5 p.m. on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, Brian Recton with KDOW, letting you know about a beneficial and free 45-minute marketing seminar that we're conducting April 15th and 16th. During these presentations, you'll learn ways to increase sales and grow your business. You'll benefit greatly by attending one of these free seminars conducted by Karen Travis, a marketing expert. Call 510-713-1100 now and confirm your seat. That's 510-713-1100 to confirm your seat.
Hi, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky-McKay, host of Real Life Lending. I'm here to announce our new Sapphire Down Payment Assistance Program. If you qualify, this new program will provide a 3% grant that you can use for down payment or closing costs behind one of our FHA or VA loans. That's a grant, folks. That means no lien, no repayment. The funds are forgiven. Give us a call, 925-203-5808. And don't forget to listen to Real Life Lending every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. on AM 1220.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 996013. DOC 607-3343. Eric McKay, NMLS 288-343.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel cost?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions will meet up on Thursday, April 17th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. The meetups are every third Thursday of the month. This month's topic is the benefits of an anonymous tip. Tip line. This allows employees the opportunity to anonymously report fraud or HR related issues. The meetup location is 19925 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Suite 100. That's in Cupertino, California. And then for additional information, please contact Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info@SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com. That's info@SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com. And don't forget to tell Nancy that you heard it here on AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking to the Assembly Member, Bob Wachowski, and Assemblymember, one of the things that I'm very interested in hearing you talk about is the manufacturing. In 2011, you introduced the Made in California program, and so you have a heart for manufacturing coming back to the United States and into the Bay Area. Can you tell our audience a little bit about this initiative and what those expectations are? I've also have Sajjad Mir, CEO of Hesta Solutions, who is on the line. So I'm going to have him join in and share a little bit about the tour at his manufacturing place, establishment this afternoon. And one of your delegates or representatives were there, so we were really excited to participate in this tour, and Sajjad Mir did an excellent job in sharing with us. But manufacturing in the United States, we've seen the slowdown, and now we want to see it back in our country to create more jobs.
Right. Well, I think it was one of the first large forums that I held was my maiden California Jobs Summit. And this is in 2011. And we'll remember that, you know, we had a $26 billion deficit, and I'm the bankruptcy attorney, so I know how to make cuts. But at the same time, I invited, you know, the chambers of commerces, businesses, small businesses, farmers, to start a dialogue on how we can stimulate job growth. I mean, we knew I had introduced a bill to do away with the sales tax that manufacturers have to pay on their equipment. California is one of three states that was, at the time, taxing the purchase of new equipment. Now, we've rolled that back a little bit in the governor's budget for biotech and advanced tech, but, you know, many of us think that when you make an investment in manufacturing and in equipment in California, that's good for California. Struggling with balancing your budget, so it's tough
to
negotiate that with folks.
Absolutely.
You know, the goal is to take advantage of some of the successes we have in a 21st century economy. You know, we're in Silicon Valley, everybody knows we've got lots of solar energy jobs, great access to venture capital, you know, Stanford, Berkeley, San Jose State, you know, diverse industries. We got the ports. You know, it's a good place, but still a lot of people were being left out. And how do we, you know, take advantage of that competitive edge that we had? So, you know, the idea is to invest in those industries
and
to find out how do we strengthen clean energy and, you know, small businesses and expand those and get people back to work. And then, you know, I was at the time the chairman of the Environmental Safety and Toxic Materials, so I was really interested in how to refine or reduce or eliminate regulations that were just basically barriers and not really helping out the environment or consumers or workers. So, you know, I've continued to tour businesses and, you know, try to come up with legislation that will help local businesses. And, you know, I've been, you know, reasonably successful, and we obviously want to continue to do it.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. I'd like to go to a break. Let's go ahead and go to a break because we're close to that. And when we get back, we'll have Sajjad Mir share a little bit about what he's doing over at Hasta Solutions. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
The Nimitz Freeway First. This update brought to you in part by First 5 California. When you talk and read to your children from day one, their brains develop with every word. It's free, easy, and something you can do anytime. Talk, read, sing. Your words have power. Learn more at first5california.com/parents. A crash in Oakland, South 880 before 16th Embarcadero. Pardon me, it's a stall that's in the left lane. We're slow from Broadway, Alameda. South 880 slow too from High to 98th. Watch for delays in the northbound direction too on 880. There are two games tonight at the Coliseum. Both the Warriors and the Athletics are in action. Watch for an extra crowded ride in that area. Join the TJ Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure. That's your Bay Area traffic.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. and listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
According to data from Standard & Poor's, California home prices have risen around 20% in just the last year. With this great news, Cash Call can probably refinance you to eliminate your mortgage insurance. Or you can take the cash out of the new equity to pay expensive bills like taxes, credit cards, whatever. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH, and in minutes, with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how much we can cut your total monthly payments while cutting your interest rate, too. So call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of your home's higher value and our fixed rates, as low as 3.5% rate and APR, with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Emotions can have a big effect on how we make retirement decisions. As the financial safari's Mark Trutman tells us, we need to get rid of one of those emotions.
It's a fear emotion, so you want to get that fear out of there and do what I've always advocated is learn. Knowledge is power.
Get all the information you need to make sound retirement decisions by listening each week to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Trutman. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
Few things are as stressful as a legal matter involving family. At Hoover Kropelka Family Law in San Jose, they know what matters most to you is swift resolution. As the Bay Area's largest family law firm, Hoover Kropelka will help you through it with high-quality legal representation and personal service. For your free one-hour consultation, call 408-947-7600 or visit hooverkropelka.com. That's hooverkropelka.com. Hoover Kropelka LLP, Certified Family Law Specialist.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Get on the floor, cause we're gonna boogie,
boogie, boogie till you just can't boogie no more. Boogie. Welcome back to the Cincinnati with Margaret Jackson. Tonight we're speaking with Assemblymember Bob Wachowski of the California State Assembly from District 25. And we're also talking to CEO of Hesta Solutions, Sajjad Mir. Sajjad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Sajjad, we had the pleasure of doing a tour at your manufacturing facility today with regards to what you're building, and you're creating jobs as a result of that. And can you share with our audience and as well with the assembly member kind of what you're doing over there? You were just excellent in explaining to everyone there what the value of what you're doing, and then you're giving back to the community. One of the things we are talking about tonight is those that are giving back, and you're certainly giving back by opening your doors to colleges, universities, other corporations that want to come and walk through and do a test chamber or demo lab tour along with city officials, just to educate people on the value of what you're doing. So just share a little bit with our audience.
Yes, hello everybody. Hello Congressman. We miss you today at our event. What we do in a very simple way is we simulate or emulate any environmental condition. What it means is any product, any material that is made has to be tested under the conditions of its use, its application. For example, you have a cell phone. A cell phone, after it works, it functionally works, it has to be tested to wherever a user might take it to. It could be like on the street, in the house, in the office, in the dusty environment, in the solar condition, in the hot, humid conditions, on the mountain. So all these conditions, we simulate or emulate these conditions. Starting from just a small oven, for example, that just gives you heat for any product that needs to be tested in the heating conditions, to something like that goes on the ocean. All the conditions on the ocean, for example, the the blowing wind and the rain and the salt spray. So this is basically what we do. And so our products are used in almost any industry that you can think of, including the defense and military, optics, semiconductors, paint, wood, you name it. So anything that's made has to be tested under the conditions of its application.
Sure. Now, one of the things that I saw at the tour today is that there was a lot of questions from different individuals that were there. In fact, we also had Miss East Bay Cities there, who was representing the STEM for our women and our young girls to be more active in those particular areas. And Assemblymember, although you didn't have an opportunity to tour, it was very fascinating. And what I'd like to point out again with HASTA Solutions is this job creation, these opportunities, and opportunities for our young people to be educated and to unfold this kind of, like you're saying, you know, manufacturing in the Bay Area or anywhere for that matter is a job creator. What's some things that you would say, Assembly Member, in terms of like HASTA Solutions is a smaller business, but growing as a manufacturer, what are some things that are important that these businesses should know? I deal with so many businesses, and they're not always sure what's available to them. You shared a little bit, but what can we do to help support the continuation of their growth so that job creation continues to move forward?
Is that question for me?
And that was for Assemblymember. He's calling back in. So hopefully he got that question there. But the idea is that we want manufacturing, we want job creation. Assemblymember Bob Wachowski is certainly a spearheading and an advocate for those two ends. And so Assemblymember, I'm not sure if you heard my whole question, but sometimes these smaller manufacturing firms are trying to get ahead and create new jobs. What are some things that are available to them that they may not know, or how you could support them or the government in terms of some of the tax incentives that they might have, or strategies that would be helpful to them so we can continue to create jobs?
Well, we're obviously the center of the innovative business community, so it's wonderful to have companies like HASTA Solutions. I mean, we do have now the governor's GoBiz site, which is supposed to be a one-stop shop for small business owners that can get information and assistance. There's a variety. You know, each year, this legislature comes up with, you know, grants, tax credits, or grants or incentives. I authored the bill to make it easier for the Department of Energy to get grant funding out. Tesla took advantage of one of those funds, one of those funding programs. And then we have a small business advocate, and you know, these procurement programs the state offers or the federal government. That may be of assistance, or maybe, as John was explaining, how they want to do the testing, you know, on those things. So a lot of it is just serve as a conduit to make it available for people that they know what's out there that the state of California is involved in.
Right, and this is information, and again, on Business on the Edge, we certainly want to make sure that more people are hearing about what's out there. Sometimes you can't take advantage of what you don't know about. And I see Ilya Risby has joined us. She's a VP of HASTA Solutions, and I'm sure she has a particular question. In fact, I heard her ask it this afternoon. Let's do this. We'll go to a break first. We'll come back, let her ask that question, and then we're going to wrap up. I have a couple more questions for the Assemblymember. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Problem headed to the Bay Bridge. The update brought to you in part by Hammer Mill Paper. Print directly from your phone or tablet with the new Print Hammer Mill app. Download it today and save $12.95. Connect to virtually any printer via Wi-Fi and print directly from your phone or tablet. Print Hammermill, the app that lets you feel free to print. Available at the App Store or Google Play. A crash in the way, on your way to the Bay Bridge. It's eastbound 80 before 4th. Five vehicles now blocking the third lane from the left. Eastbound 80 before 4th Street, pardon me. We're already backed up north 101 from 280. Looks like this will add to the congestion. And also, a stalled vehicle in that backup north 101 before Cesar Chavez. He ran for state office and was beaten, started a business and failed, ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence, pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life. And that is your Bay Area traffic. I'm Peter Ashley.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Join Market Wrap host Mo Ansari for his next seminar on Wednesday, April 23rd in the Bay Area. He'll review the markets, look at technical indicators, and discuss top investment themes for 2014, as well as risks in fixed income bond portfolios. Plus, he'll make time to answer questions about your favorite stock, mutual fund, or any investment questions you have. The seminar is free, but you must have a reservation, so call now as space is extremely limited. Call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700. And join Market Wrap host Mo Ansari on Wednesday, April 23rd in the Bay Area for the free seminar. Space is limited, so call now to make your reservation. Call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700. Or register online at compaq.com. That's C-O-M-P-A-K.com.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Unitech Education will have their Operation Urban Rescue tomorrow, April 5th, and that will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's going to be in Fremont, California. So if you get a chance, look up Unitech Education or Unitech Education at unitechcollege.edu and come out for the Operation Urban Rescue Mass Casualty Training and Exercise. So we hope to see you out there for that. Real quick on that. Sajjad, your website is www.hastest.com. Can you share with us, with the audience, now you have these open tours. Can anyone tour? Can you just tell us a little bit who's coming to, well, we know who's coming to the tours, but invite other opportunities out there that may want to, you know, schools and colleges that may want to come to your demo lab tour.
Yes. First of all, Margaret, I just want to stress the point that what HASTA is trying to do is to bring back the manufacturing. I just want to make that a message that has to be very clear. Hopefully other businesses also follow the suit, because it has become very, very important for small businesses to get into the manufacturing. And so we are doing a part where a lot of work that was being done outside, as you saw today, one of the biggest chambers we have built is being built right here in San Jose. So we are bringing manufacturing back. We are doing our part.
Absolutely.
And hopefully Assemblyman will be able to come next, maybe in the next 2 weeks or so. He'll see what we're doing and appreciate, and then this way we also want to invite college and university students come and take a look at it, look at what this field can offer It's a very, very wide field. It covers almost every industry, like I said before. So we want to invite students at any level to come and take a look at a facility. It's open as long as you give us advance notice. We will be open and we will welcome them all.
Absolutely.
So, and like you did today, that was a small group, but we can take in bigger groups. Whole classes can come visit us from the universities around here, Berkeley, Stanford, San Jose State, all the Yale College, whatever, whoever wants to come, just give us the advance notice and we'll be more happy. Again, manufacturing is the key. We've got to bring back manufacturing to California and the United States.
Agreed. Thank you so much, Sajjad, for coming on tonight. We appreciate it. I'm going to get back to the assembly member. I do have a couple of more questions because we're winding up here. So I want to talk to a little bit about his run. And he has an event tomorrow that I certainly want to help promote as well. And again, you can connect with HASTESS at www.hastess.com. We appreciate you again calling in. And Ilya, we'll talk to you soon. Can't get you on air tonight, but we're going to get back to the assembly member so we can wrap this up tonight.
Okay,
thank you. So assembly member, can you, your run for Senate, we're excited. June 3rd, we're voting, so anyone who's registered, get ready to vote, and certainly vote your conscience. So can we hear a little bit about what we can expect from if by chance you are you become the senator, what's the expectation there? What can we expect as small business owners? I'm a big advocate for small businesses. How can we, what can we expect that's bigger and better, if you will, and that we can rally around and get excited about?
Well, I think there's going to be more of the same that I have with the Made in California program.
Sure.
And as well as, you know, continue to make the investments in K-12 education, and we got 10% more. I'm going to try to find those businesses and the changes in regulations that just don't make any sense. And I always like to have a couple of bills. I had a bill about, you know, incentivizing local florists so that you know, these out-of-state websites were not taking all their business away. And, you know, the last couple of years, the floral industry in California has flourished because we're not having 1-800 numbers taking or pretending to be San Jose Flowers. So, you know, I think, you know, you have to steady the ship of state to make sure.
We lost someone. We lost the assembly member. We'll have him, we'll see if he can dial back in, because I do would like him to put on his attorney hat, and I have a little problem that I'd like to see what his attorney side of him would say. that's very funny. So again, giving back to your community is important. Okay, and so Assemblyman Member Bob Bukowski is running for Senate. You do need to vote on June 3rd. If you are not prepared to do so, find out what is being said in your area and find out, you know, what's necessary for you to what, you know, in terms of what you want to rally around, and get out there and vote. Get out and vote. And if you don't vote, don't complain. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220. KDOW.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Are you an investor or a trader? Are you using the right tools to make your trades? Or are you relying on your money manager? At Phil's Gang, not only does Phil Grandy teach you how to buy, sell, and short stocks, but Phil's Gang also offers the PTT Stock Chart Series that makes your stock trading a breeze. With the all-new Phil's Gang PTT Charts, you follow the trading day with powerful tools. Keep an eye on market movers, stream real-time quotes, manage your trades and long-term investments. Best of all, the PTT Charts have Phil's voice activation that make technical recommendations and assist you with your trades. Novice or expert stock trader, you need to have the right tools, and with Phil's Gang Talking Trader Charts, you're in the driver's seat. For more information, go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com today.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We've been here this evening with Assemblymember Bob Wachowski, California Assemblymember of District 25. Assemblymember, I have a question. I have a little burr in my saddle, and I'd like you to maybe take off your Assemblymember hat for just a moment and put on your attorney's hat, if you will. Small businesses want to grow. They want loans. They want an opportunity to get the resources they need, and which is important. But I have a problem, this burr in my saddle. Let's call it predatory lending, just because that's my perspective on it. And we hear a lot about predatory lending with regards to getting a home, oftentimes. But we don't really hear about predatory lending when a small business owner who's excited about growing their business goes into a bank or goes into a situation really not knowing that some of the things that I think are important, you know, maybe there needs to be an advocate that's not with the bank. But what can we do about that predatory lending? Because the fact of the matter is sometimes businesses go out of business because they got a bad loan. And so how do we mitigate those types of situations?
Well, I think it's twofold. I mean, one, from the government side, you know, we've got the Department of Business Oversight, and we can protect consumers to limit the type of loans that can be given out. I mean, there's on the consumer side, there's payday lending, and a lot of folks are advocates because they say people need it. You know, my background as a bankruptcy person is that nobody needs a 50% interest rate on a short-term loan. That's just, and it extends into the business cycle. The other thing is to require some sort of education or disclosure by the lender before they can enter into the loan. I mean, I tried to do that with student loans for some of the schools that have a high default rate, is make sure that you explain the terms of what the loans are to the student and to the parents. So it's it's a challenge because, you know, our laissez-faire folks would say there shouldn't be any regulations and let the buyer beware about right. what they're going to get. Sure. And I agree with your sentiments is that we want to have a fair, healthy environment. And, you know, we have in our California Constitution a concept of usury where you can't, it's not the highest interest rate that you can get, that we control the market and what is a fair return on the dollar that people are lending.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate your expounding on this because I want small businesses to feel like there's someone who is in a position to advocate for them as well. Before we get off the air with you, you have an event tomorrow for a senior scam seminar, and that's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. Thank you. 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow. And what is the senior scam seminar? What is that about?
Well, it's the State Bar. I'm the chair of the Assembly Judiciary, and the State Bar came to me, and they have a program to educate, you know, seniors about, you know, whether it's a real estate investment or just law enforcement. The Department of Motor Vehicles, how people are, you know, having unlicensed vehicle repairs, or the public utilities and scams regarding your PG&E or your Santa Clara electric bill. So we've put together a program to talk about reverse mortgages, rental scams, identity theft, lawyer fraud, and unlicensed practice of the law. So we've got a nice panel from the State Bar, and like I said, the PUC, the Bureau of Real Estate, and it's, you know, to help seniors protect themselves, you know, and find out more about these activities that are unfortunately going on in our state.
Right, right. And that's the scare for everyone. And again, that goes back to also with the predatory lending in small businesses. But no one wants to be scammed in any, and I don't want to say scammed with the in line with the banks. But my point is that you're very, and what I appreciate is that you're very mindful of what's going on with the people, and it's refreshing to actually know that. And so again, make sure you guys get out and vote. And again, that event tomorrow, the Senior Scam Seminar, is from 9 to 11 a.m. That's going to be at the Santa Clara Senior Center. And so if you get a chance, go out, say hello to Assemblymember Bob Wachowski, very approachable. And again, get out and vote on June 3rd. We've got some great opportunities out here to put the right person in office. Thank you so much. Good luck for the run for the State Senate Assembly Member. And we will.
Thank you,
we
Margaret.
Sure thing. We will. AM 1220, KDOW. We're good? Oh, we still have a little bit more time. I thought we were going out there. So thank you. We got about 30 seconds here. Again, connect with Sajad Mir at Hastas Solutions, www.hastas.com. And again, connect with Assemblymember Bob Wachowski at the Santa Clara Senior Center, 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow, Senior Scam Seminar. And you are listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.